At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I think you want to know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Can you hear him, Vinny?
John, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, Sarah, through the years, has told us a lot about the things you're into, and I feel like I probably know you a lot more than you know me. So it came up today.
I don't know. I tell him everything about you. You can't believe what Vinny said today.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So okay. here's a scenario for you. And I gave this scenario to Sarah, and unfortunately, I don't think she chose the one you'd like best. So here you are.
Okay.
Naked, oiled up, in a leather chest harness with a cock ring on. It's Valentine's. And you're about to score big with your wife of 30 years. This is your dream come true. She's about to, you know, do all the stuff with you. Or the Pats win the Super Bowl. I mean, you're already oiled. Listen, you're already in your getup, too. It takes a minute to line your nipples up into the holes on the chest harness. You've done all the work. You're prepped and ready to go. But now the question, and your wife is there, totally spread eagle, saying,
you know, though, here's the thing, Vinny.
Hold on.
No, you hold on, because you did not present it. You said,
wait.
I had the choice between finding John like that and jumping on him and going all night long, or the Pats win the Super Bowl. What do you think I chose?
The Pats winning.
That's right. Yeah. Now, the question that you put, that's the right answer. The question that you put to John was, give up sex for 6 months or the Pats win?
I'm not giving him that question. I'm giving him the question I'm giving him.
God.
And by the way.
So I'm a willing victim in this, I see.
Yeah. She's naked. She's wearing a wig. And she's doing it. She's saying, come hither in a Russian accent. What are you choosing?
Come hither. Come and get me, big boy.
It's I don't know. Time. You paint such a good picture, Vinny.
It's time for you to poke me in my naughty places.
Yeah.
You know you want to get over here.
Okay, pass with
me.
Pass with the Super Bowl.
For sure.
Super Bowl. come and stick your thing that in boy, me.
Wait, if you could actually do a real accent.
Hey, shut up. That's not a bad accent. God, I do worse accents than that. Over here.
Holy fuck.
You are Boris. I'm Natasha.
Great question, though.
Natasha, pour me some vodka.
Vodka.
Oh, is there vodka all over you?
There's vodka all over me.
Okay, then I'll do that.
Come and lick the vodka off me. It's all over my side.
Suck it from my belly button.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Well, all right. There you go. There's the start to that. We were on, right?
Oh,
was that
we're
on?
Supposed to record that? Oh, shit.
Don't worry, I got a backup rolling over here. Don't
hey,
you worry.
Hey, you guys
it.
Have a good show.
Oh, thanks.
Was there anything else you want to ask John before he goes?
No, I'm good. I'm choking to death now, so it obviously paid off.
Bye.
Great job, John.
Bye, right, John.
See you guys.
Good to see you, John.
Did you answer my text about the
Super Bowl thing?
He didn't even answer my text. Of course he didn't. He doesn't, you know, if you want to get a hold of John, you got to go find him. Because you
well,
can't, he
I
won't
mean,
answer
why is he
text,
checking his phone when he's at his own house? That's the point of being
because
home.
It just dinged. That's
the,
why.
Yeah, but all the people that
because
matter
people
are there.
People want to get, no, he's got people who need things from him. Everyone complains about John. He is incommunicado at all times.
Everybody
he's,
loves John. Don't paint him messages. As someone everyone complains about.
Well,
that's
they
nice.
All love him and they all text him and then he doesn't text him back and they feel like, oh no, John doesn't like me. I'm like, don't worry, he likes you. He just doesn't like his phone.
Yeah, well, that's, there you go.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Thursday, February 3rd, 2022. And it's just the three of us, Sarah, Vinny, and Bryn, because Nikki was dealing with her car situation.
Oh, and car in quotes, right? We knew she put on a face of makeup and left for Beefcake, and we're all buying the car thing.
You know, she actually did mention yesterday to us before, like after the show when we were all still on the Zoom, she had said, yes, maybe she just made that the excuse. I'll buy it. I'll take it. I'll, you know, at least she tried. She came up with an excuse for getting railed by Beefcake all night long.
Good for her.
Yeah. I really hope it's going as well as it seems to be.
Well, it's one of those things where, you know, there are people who will, we see it all the time. People who are sort of serial monogamous. Mm-hmm. So they'll be rolling and the person thinks we're headed somewhere. And then that person goes, I'm headed to the next person to be a serial monogamist with.
Oh,
bye.
You want more than this? I gotta go.
That's yeah. So it's hard to tell with people now because there are those out there who will stay in a relationship until they jump to the next relationship.
Right. Till they find
and I don't know
else.
If he's that guy. I don't mean to say that that's what her future holds.
No, right. I hope it goes all the way.
I fear that because that is a move.
Yeah.
That there are those people out there who just definitely. Go... No, I'm going to stick with this till
right.
I jump to the next thing I'm going to stick with.
And there are people who are like, I am fully in this relationship, but I'm also, my eyes are wide open.
Right.
I'm looking.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not acting on anything, but I'm definitely looking. And if I do act on something, I'll be moving monogamously their direction.
Right. Right. But I hope that's not the case. I hope they're going great. And I'm glad for her that she went from angry single chick to pleasantly enjoying a good time with some guy named Beefcake.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for her.
Very quietly.
And actually, yesterday, you know, look, I really enjoy V, and she's been a nice addition to Alice, and I think she's just a breath of fresh air. You know, she's young and feisty and all that stuff. But I swear, I don't know that I could ever get to the bottom of that barrel. Like, after we finished, I went, wait a minute. This is a girl who wants to be in a relationship, and there's a guy right in front of her who she's clearly sending pictures of her pussy to.
Mm-hmm.
They're obviously jacking off together.
Mm-hmm.
How is that guy not a possibility or an option?
Maybe he's too far away. It's a
well,
possible,
okay,
possibility
but that's,
she knows
so,
from Boston.
But that's still, there's, well, it might be that far away, but then, you know, if this is a person that you're into, I mean, wouldn't you consider?
Yeah. I mean, right? She's been looking.
It sounds like she doesn't want to do that person like that, though. She just, you know.
Yeah.
Some people you want to be with.
You just
want to
hear
some
dirty talk. Mm-hmm. And, right.
Yeah, no, I do
she
get
called
that.
Called him a buddy.
But
right.
I think that was more of the, like, I had that, wanted to follow up with that question. Like, but why not?
Yeah, yeah. Why not? What rules him out?
Right.
Maybe he's not that into her.
Maybe.
Yeah. Hey, first of all, Bryn, because we had that quick turnaround, I didn't look at the response. Did we get anything good for furry, or are we moving off of that? Mm-hmm. Okay, because what I did see is a response to last Friday's, or Friday the 21st secret show. So that would have been, boy, it's the one where the lady is an alcoholic but is in recovery and has not disclosed this at work.
Oh, and everybody at work parties hard. Yeah, I do remember that.
They all party hard, and she doesn't. But she has told her boss that she, and we did. We talked about this for a long time because it's so problematic. I just finished listening to Friday's Secret Show. I wanted to write in a response to Friday's bad advice from an individual that is newly sober, having difficulty navigating whether or not to disclose their sobriety at work. I'm also in recovery, 3.5 years sober, started a new job during the pandemic. Also a booze happy kind of industry. Hello, tech world. One positive they say is they didn't know me during the days when I was a drunk and sloppy at work parties or showing up to the office tipsy. So they go on. Number one, people do not think about you as much as you think they do.
Mm-hmm.
And that is true. Meaning most people don't give it a second thought when you briefly say, no, thanks, I don't drink, in response to want a beer. They aren't going on and saying, gee, I wonder why they don't drink. Oh, let me delve into their history. Number two, your disease is always doing push-ups in the parking lot waiting for the day that you are weak.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, I don't drink right now is setting your mindset up to think, well, maybe I will later. And like Vinny said, it can set your relapse into action. There is a relapse that occurs before actually picking up and drinking that first drink. It starts with our own internal conversation. Number three, what other people think of you is not your business. If anyone treats you differently because you don't drink, that's them. And there's nothing you can do about it. And it shouldn't have any impact on how you act. Sobriety is hard. This is quite long. I'm very much truncating this, but I thought it was worth doing.
Mm-hmm.
There is no need to add extra pressure on yourself by thinking, should I disclose, should I not? It's nobody's business. And if they're finding themselves changing their own dialogue in their head to appear differently to fit in with others, that's a slippery slope. P.S. Please just say Jay. That's from Jay. P.S. Vinny, I'm the one that reached out on, am I not supposed to say this? On Facebook Messenger before sharing my new sleeve tattoos I've gotten as a nod to sobriety. You remember this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there you go. I thought that was pretty solid advice.
Yeah,
I have to make excuses for it. And I love the imagery of your addiction doing push-ups out in the parking lot. Yeah.
I actually think you were the one that mentioned it when we did that letter. And I thought it was really spot on when you were talking about it and you were mentioning, like, you're setting yourself up. If you don't, I think you were the one that said that. I just think that
I definitely have that internal conversation with myself about the, you know, I'm a totally addictive personality, whether it's video games or it's cigarettes or, you know, mm-hmm. cocaine in the old days. Like, it's, you're trying to show your, there's that, your addict is trying to show you why, you're good right now. And down the line, you'll be fine.
Leave the door cracked is a mistake is what it comes down to.
You gotta slam the door and bolt it. Throw away the key.
I mean, it's a daily reset that you need to be very aware of.
I thought that was a good response. Do you want to try and squeeze in a bad advice here too?
Absolutely.
Hello, Alice Morning Show. I have been a listener from the beginning. Now, I'm going to say this. I read this whole letter and I don't know if this is a man or a woman.
Okay.
Because they refer to their wife as their partner. So it doesn't really matter. It's a really interesting question. But just so you know, we can assume it's a dude or a girl.
Look, I don't apologize. You don't need to. Our instinct is to wonder if it's a man or a woman and what they're all about. That's
right.
Normal. And I even think it's, as I've watched my little kids, babies, go, is this singer a boy or a girl? Like, we are trying to identify the whole scenario.
It's just a person.
Just trying to paint the picture. That's all. It's nothing to be feeling bad about or apologize for.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just saying that I couldn't tell. So I'm not going to be able to answer the question if you ask me. I don't know.
All right.
I've been a listener since the beginning from 97. I left the area for 5 years, but now I'm back with a 45-minute commute every morning, and I have the pleasure of listening again. Oh, how I missed you, as the radio stations where I lived sucked. On to the reason I'm emailing. Upon returning to the Bay Area after a 5-year hiatus, my partner of 16 years and our two kids and I decided to separate and eventually divorce. The split was mutual and amicable. We still love and care for each other. We do have these two kids, 6 years old and 10 years old, and we wanted the transition back to the Bay to have as little impact on them as possible. We decided to buy a duplex and each live in the separate units, and then the kids just move from house to house on the agreed upon days.
Amazing.
Really amazing. And how lucky for you that you were able to afford to do that.
Right.
This system's working out great. This is not where I need the advice. Here's my problem. I make about 4 times the money my ex makes, and I always have. While my income continues to increase every year, my ex's does not. And for the majority of our relationship, the financial responsibilities fell mainly on my shoulders. Now that we're living separately and bought the duplex, my ex is living in the smaller unit and is paying under market value for the price. The mortgage is split 65-35, and I still pay for most of the additional bills. My ex has agreed to pay a portion of the bills. Literally, all of her income goes towards bills, something she's never had to pay before while we were together.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
One day I brought up the idea of taking a trip with my daughter to somewhere that the daughter wants to go. The trip would require flights and hotel stays, and although she wants to go, although where she wants to go is not too expensive, the trip would obviously cost money. When I brought this up with my ex, she got upset, saying it wasn't fair that I could afford to take our children on trips and do fun stuff when she can't afford to do those things. She says it creates a perception that I'm the fun parent and that she's not. I need advice on how I should tell my ex that our children shouldn't be denied opportunities and adventures just because she can't afford it. I've been clear that any family trips we decide to take together will not be paid by me 100%, and she has to pay for herself and share the other costs. But if I want to take our kids somewhere fun without her, I should be able to. It's not my fault. It's not my fault she chose a career that does not pay very well. What bad advice do you have for this? I would start by saying this would all be a little easier if you didn't live right next door to each other. I actually think you have kind of a great setup. But why can't you just tell her exactly what you just told us? I actually feel like it makes sense. I make more money than you, and I'm going to spend it on my kids.
Yeah, you're my ex.
You're my ex.
So you're not obligated to take your ex with you on vacation.
No, right. I mean, is that what she's saying? That, like, now that we're not together, I still get to go on all the trips to get with you? It's like, this lady needs to get it through her head that they're divorced. If this guy lived a town or two over, wouldn't he just book this trip and go
and not mention it?
Or even if he did mention it, it wouldn't be. I mean, because you practically still live together, I think it has complicated things. Vinny, I hear your silence, and I
well, I'm trying to. I'm actually trying to come up with a really look. I have a tendency to be very black and white, and I fuck you is an answer.
Yeah, but it's not the right one.
No, I know,
right
and I'm trying to say like that's not my advice, but I'm saying look, I get where you're coming from, and I get what you want us to say. You want us to say tell her fuck you. You make more money. Yes, she's made bad decisions with her life and her career, and that's not your fault. And you want to go out with your kids, and you should get to. Fuck her. Okay, well, let's put that aside now. You've actually
now
been,
let's find a way to say it nicely.
Well, no, because I actually don't even think that's the way. Maybe, look, you have been a big person through this in getting a place where she can stay and where you as the other parent, it doesn't sound like they were married. So the divorce, it doesn't sound like there was a divorce and an ordered custody and all that stuff. It sounds like they've worked this out.
No,
like,
it is a divorce. So, right.
Oh, it
they've
is.
Got, yes, they've got a, well, according to this, we decided to separate and eventually divorce.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever the agreement seems to have been handled very well.
Yes.
Like this lady has a place to live.
You guys are grown
up in an area where she wouldn't have the money to live. So you've kept her station in life higher than it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. Good on you. What I might suggest in the conversation that needs to, there's a conversation that needs to be had, which is you're a single person, man or woman, whoever you are, and you're eventually going to date and she's going to see that.
Yep.
And on top of that dating, the family trips will now include this new person in your life.
Yes.
So that's coming for her. So, but what I'd suggest, and I,
that's this, a good point.
I'm mm-hmm. not saying this as you need to do this. I'm saying you've been a really big person through this so far. Here's an opportunity to be big, but also introduce what's coming. I would suggest you do bring her. But the conversation with her coming on this next trip is you need to understand that we have two completely different incomes and completely different stations in life. And when I start dating, you're not going to be invited on our trips anymore.
Yeah.
But this
not on our dinners, not on our dates,
right.
And not on our trips.
So you have to get with your new program, which is
we're divorced. And it's going to be hard for you at times.
Right. And it may be important for you to mention at this point, too, that you're going to watch that because you've got a front row seat because of where you live.
Yeah. Yep.
So she may be opening the door to this person seeing that they have to move out.
Or they have to grow up and accept the new reality.
Yeah.
Because, look, it goes both ways. Like, I assume that this woman we're talking about here is also going to at some point have another person, another mm-hmm. partner, what have you. I mean, life, that whole reason you divorced is so that you guys could continue. Like, it sounds like because you're in this basically same house together, it's stagnated both of your progress. Both of you are
right.
You got to tread lightly because this person's right next door. And you know, I'm not saying you should sell the house or anything, but I actually think that it's like what I said right off the bat. I'm like, that person lives right next door to you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to see you. There's no hiding it. You're going to just have to put on your big boy or girl pants or whatever you call yourself and just say, yeah, this is how it's going to be. And I love what you said about it. I didn't even think about it. Of course, these are people, they're human beings who are going to have new partners at some point.
Right. So I would suggest in the name of keeping peace, a peace offering of sorts, but it needs to come with, like I would probably, I don't know that you're buying her off, but you're trying to somehow soften the blow, which is you have to get with the program that is I have more money and I'm going to take trips with our kids and I will not let you dictate the time I spend with them, unless I'm doing something that hurts them, your FOMO does not rule my life.
Oh, that's good.
There it is.
That's it right there.
That's the one.
That we just solved it. Your FOMO is not my problem. It's your problem. You know, I'm actually wondering, too, in a divorce settlement, somebody who makes more money generally may pay alimony and some child support. I wonder if she also does still get money from this person in addition to whatever her salary
is. Well, I assume that some of that was the reason for the purchase of the home where they both can stay under the same roof.
Yeah.
Like, it seems like they've done something bigger than most people would.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, for example, I'll give you the example that Christina gave to me. If we were breaking up, she would hate me. And she's like, I would have to hate you to stay away from you.
Oh.
I wouldn't want to always be getting back together and always be. And that's one of those things where you kind of go, all right, well, that's the initial, you know, pain of a breakup does involve some hostility in order for it to really stick. I get that.
Right.
But you've not done that. You've been bigger in every way through this process. I give you a lot of credit. And here's one more step I'm sort of offering you as a way to introduce what's to come, which is
we are divorced.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be. Yeah, I love it, though. I think we totally solved it. I'm so proud of us. It's a good job. Yeah, really good. Your phone was not my problem. I love that. I'm going to use that for the tagline for today's the little thing I send out via text. Which, by the way, if you wanted a daily alert, I do that. 415, I forget the number now. Hold on.
Oh, crap.
Something 1965.
415-358-1965. Yeah, it's actually just a text number, and I'll send you an alert for the Daily Secret Show. Because, you know, it was just a weird time for it to happen, 10 a.m. If you're listening to this as a podcast, and that's fine for you, then don't worry about it. You know, you could just text me anyway. We could be friends on text. but if you want to send a bad advice, don't send it there. I can't tell you how many times I give out Bryn. You need to send that to Bryn@RadioAlice.com. Bryn is spelled BRYN@RadioAlice.com. Yeah, let us tie a bow around your problem. Oh, here you go. Here's the answer. In a beautiful box with a lovely bow.
And another one. Another satisfied customer.
Yes, yeah. Damn. Where's that? We should have like a, you know, wall of fame. Like where we put a check mark on the.
Yeah, or ring a bell or something should happen.
Oh, like where's the bell tower? Do you have your little bell?
No, no, no. I mean like the bell tower in downtown San Francisco.
Should be like, they did it again.
Yeah.
They did it again.
Yes. Yeah. Come on.
I can't believe we are such a good person.
Uh-huh.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Secret Show. Vinny, give me those magic words.
The end.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really? AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?